So you're listening to Hackery Radio. I'm Mike Abbott. I'd like to say thanks to everybody for sending in their good responses and emails and Skype calling me and stuff. It's been really good, appreciated. Okay, I've really appreciated it. Today is the 18th of February, 2005, and we're just about to start the show, really. Today's schedule is we're going to be reading the emails I've received. Then we're going to be talking about the National IT Day that's been broadcast in Finland. Then we're going to have some stories about PHP Bulletin Board, main site, or PHPBB, had been hacked. We're going to have a little discussion about that. Then we're going to be talking about current issues with Sonera at the moment, which is the telecoms operator of Finland. Then we're going to have a little pub quiz, and then I'll ask some questions that I'll give the answers to next week. Theme tune that you were just listening to was the theme tune Tetris, the game. And the outro for this evening, you'll be listening to the whole theme before the show ends. So, let's start with the emails I've received. So, first one's from, I don't know if it's his first name or last name or code name or whatever, but from somebody called Corey. He says, White Rabbit, I love the show. It's such a good break from the Stank Dog and Posse's radio shows and all the blabber on all the syndicating, syndicasting, RSS casting, some people call it podcasting. Keep up the good work and all that good stuff. If you ever need it, I set up a US mirror for your shows. Email me back. I've got some idle bandwidth, unlimited, that I could donate. Yes. Sorry if I left out the numbers in your name. I'm not a fan of Leet. Okay, Corey. Well, it's probably a bit easier just to write down White Rabbit. So, I think the Stank Dog and, you know, all the rest of the shows, they offer their own thing, so I'm not going to like badmouth anybody, because I think they're doing a very good job, and I listen to the shows regularly. I think it's very good. So, thanks for listening, Corey, and about the mirroring. At the moment, I don't need the mirror, but in future, I may get back in contact with you, as I've emailed you back already. That it would be very useful maybe in the future once I start getting some more users and the show becomes a weekly show rather than bi-weekly. So cheers for that offer. Okay. Next one was from somebody called UT Crazy or UT Crazy. He says, Hey, wondering how you are recording your convo on Skype. I've tried in before, but to no prevail. Anyways, I would suggest starting off with some starting music. Okay, I've done that already. But last time I thought it was, this is my comment, not the email, but last time I got told that the intro was too long, so I tried to shorten it this time. So I put the music at the end rather than at the beginning, so you can listen to it if you want to. So this is back to the email now. But your show was actually quite cool to listen to and gave me some cool info. Well, thanks for saying that. That's what I tried to do, is trying to, you know, give people info, not just hearing me talking for the hell of it. I'll pimp it out on a few of my radio shows, Endif Radio, another hacking show at www.endif.info. Okay, I've heard this show before. It's quite good. Okay, and maybe get in some more listeners and pimp out the show. Good job and keep it up. I think your broadcast has been going quite successfully for a new show. Keep gaming. UT Crazy. I think this has gone amazingly for the first show. The first show has brought in over 600 unique users to my site. Downloads. That's phenomenal. All I can say is hands up to Kizzle and for letting me go on the site and everybody who's downloaded the show and given positive feedback. I've had a number of people contact me via Skype saying, yeah, great, you know, it's been nice to hear you and how do you do it? They'll listen again and stuff. So this is, you know, thanks a lot, everybody. Hopefully I don't let down. I'm doing this to give something back to the community. So, you know, if you want me to do something differently, just comment and I'll see what I can do. I've reduced the intro music now, and it's not quite as cool as some of the other music that I've been hearing on the other radio shows. But we're going to get there. And that's the two that I want to read out for emails for the time being. And I would like to go into some other details now, actually. One thing is I'd like to mention that the 2600 meeting in Helsinki, which is on Friday the 4th of March, if people would like to come to that, you're all more than welcome. I know a lot of the listeners are not from around here, but if you can make it and you are listening from around here, we'd love to, you know, love to see you and, you know, stuff like that. It's not a, like a members club. Anybody's welcome. You don't have to say anything. You just be there and just listen if you want to. So it's, you know, it's something nice, you know, just to meet up with people who are like, you know, like-minded, people with the same interests. So you can just talk, you know, about whatever you talk about. And people understand what you talk about, not thinking you're some sort of like weirdo or kind to, you know. And if you have got a stupid question, for instance, you know, people are not going to look down on you and say, oh my God, you know, it's like, this is, the meetings are for like learning and to get to know people, get to know, make some new friends, you know, that sort of stuff. So, you know, that's the way it is. So I'm play a little commercial now. I'm just on the, and then after that we'll give Phil a call and see what he's up to. He just tried to call and we let him down and let's see what he's got to say. Expected, but anyhow, that was Knight Rider, as you might have guessed. So the first story I'd like to have now is actually next story is National IT Security Day kicked off in Finland on the 7th of February. It's the first step was for Finnish comprehensive schools. It's an initiative of the government to smarten up the general population to wisdoms and current information security on the internet. It ranges from personal security online to guides on P2P sharing legalities, because Finland, you know, is quite a safe place, so you know, they need a bit of education, because not, you know, other places in the in the world, in Europe and in the world generally, are not safe with this, so this is quite a good scheme for them. Whereas in Finland, if you make a little mistake, like leave your car unlocked all night, the possibility that it's not going to get stolen is quite high. You know, it just happens. You know, you're busy doing something, forget to lock your car will still be there in the morning, usually. Obviously, there's going to be one or two cases when it's going to be gone, but usually it'll be still there. And when you're at schools, for instance, you know, you don't have to carry your bag around with you all the time. You can just leave it outside the class when you go to, or outside the dinner hall when you go to lunch and stuff. You don't have to have it with you all the time. Same with your coat, where I know in other countries and other places that if you forget all that sort of stuff, then, you know, it's going to get stolen. You know, you lose your calculator or something. So I think this e-Finland about technology dangers is very good for the Finnish populace on the whole, because it is smartening up and it is showing people that not everybody, you know, I'm not saying that everybody they meet online is going to be dishonest, but there's a small percentage of people that are trying to exploit them. So that's, you know, quite a, you know, well, just go around the website, you can read yourself, you know, it's quite good. So that's efinland, finland.fi. So that was our, it's a, you know, a good initiative anyway. I think that more governments and more countries should start this sort of initiative. It would help their population quite well, quite a lot. And then the big news story that happened, actually, was that the bullet, the community of PHP BB, the main website, was hacked. It was defaced by on the I think it was the 8th of February. It was defaced by a group of politically motivated hackers, apparently. They posted an image of George W. Bush, was shown in the body of a monkey, and the head of George W. Bush, and the monkey was wearing a nappy or a diaper. And apparently this made a politically motivated attack, because it was about George W. Bush and blah, not just being humorous, but anyhow. And the PHPBB team has been investigating the hack, and they currently speculate that the exploit was due to a third-party statistics application called AWStats. Now, AWStats is used on an awful lot of websites, and I had a quick look over the internet, and this is used virtually everywhere. This is really, it's a source for it, like an open source sort of thing, and this is, you know, this is a hugely popular application for viewing statistics on websites. The URL to go to the AWStats website, so you can have a look yourself, what I'm talking about is AWStats, as one word, that's AWSTATS, dot SourceForge, 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 dot net. So that's awstats.sourceforge.net. And if you go to the website, you'll see that, you know, if you've got a website, there's, you know, I'd say maybe 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 people would have this application running on their site. Because it says, like, your current statistics, how many downloads you've got, unique users, what the keywords were. It's basically server logging for SPs. This is used a lot. So apparently the PHPBB team, they thought and currently believe that the AWStats is the way into their site and why it got exploited. If that is the case, then it means that this exploit is going to be, you know, could be a big problem to other websites that haven't updated their AWT stats. I did a quick Google on the internet to find out what, you know, what actually this AWStats exploit was, and I came up with a what I believe to be the, you know, the actual exploit that was used, and it was I found it on PacketStorm, and the exploit was made by somebody called Thunder, and it makes use of a remote command execution bug discovered in AWStats version 6.2 and below. And the bug resides in the awstats.gl Perl script. And the script does not sanitize correctly the user input for the config dir parameter. That's the config directory parameter. If the users send a command prefixed and postfixed with a pi symbol, the command will be executed. An example would be you want to execute, for instance, /user /bin/w. What you would type into a URL would be www.victim.com, for instance, awstats.pl, so you can get their awstats Perl script, and then it'd be question mark, and then config dir, so that's CONFIGDIR, equals, and then space, which that'd be, HTML encoded to %20, then you use the pipe symbol, then %20, then /user/bin/w. That's the command you wanted to do. Then at the end, you would also put this divided by 20 pipe divided by 20. And that's just a space in HTML encoding. And if you wanted to read HTML encoding, a little tip that I learned, that if you see some websites and it's got this percentage sign and then some numbers and some more percentage signs, and you don't know what it can read, if you copy the URL and post it, and you go to Google, and you type, I don't know, something in Google, a query, you then look at the URL, you can actually see the query that you typed in the URL. If you replace the string that you copied from the URL that you wanted and put it into that Google and then push enter, you will then get the display in Google what that HTML encoding is. Just a little thing that I learned, well, a little thing I've been using for a while. I don't know where I saw it, but obviously it was somewhere, but it just, so you don't have to remember all these, like, percentage 20 equals space, and, you know, what does FE mean, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. You can just, you know, get Google to do it for you. you know, Google's the hacker's, you know, the hacker's golden cup. You know, it's really good. And, but anyhow, the AW stat would output anyway, that the, an error file, say log file parameter is not defined anyway, and this will say because setup bin blah 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 is not there. And, it just means, you know, it's just a command anyway that you can pass commands to it. So if you wanted to, I don't know, see who's online, whatever, see who, you would just type to execute who, and you'd find out who's currently on the system, and you could type that, you could put, you know, the URL, that's AW, you know, URL normally, awstats.pl, then the question mark, then the config dir equals, and then the same percentage 20 pipe, percentage 20, and then you could put in there who, HWO, another units command, and then percentage 20 pipe. Well, anyway, I will cite an example so that you can see that on there. So it's quite a long one. But I'm sure that this exploit is, you know, it's going to be used more often, or if the AW stats hasn't been updated, of course, you know. But it seems really simple that, you know, this, you know, it's just the pain that these things have been around for a while, and these implementation is, you know, this is a real pain. And that's good for hackers anyway, you know. If you want to get in there and mess around with some stuff, then maybe it's a good thing. But if you've got a website like I have, and this happens to you, you just want to kill somebody, it's like, damn, why didn't they tell me before they did it? So, there's that anyway. And then, what else have we got? Oh yeah, once again, I wanted to say that there's a 2600 meeting in Helsinki. It's the first Friday of March. That's the 4th of March. It's in Feniakorti. That's in Helsinki center, right in the center of Helsinki by the railway station. Okay. You can find a map and further information from the website 2600.fi. And I've been informed that the map on there, which we had, has got some street names that have been labeled incorrectly. But if you look at the map, you get the idea. I'm sure everybody who's been here will know where things are. If you know where the cinema is, and Molly Malone's the bar and the cinema, I think it's called, is it Bristol or something like that? There's a cinema there anyway, and it's on the middle by the railway station. There's a metro station there, sorry. And it's right there where there's a Wong noodle bar, and there's a nice spice food place and stuff like that. So it's just right there, and that's where we're meeting. One of us who go to the meeting regularly will be wearing a 2600 t-shirt. That's black, and it's got like a either an American symbol on the back, like an American seal symbol, not like a seal the animal, but a seal as in like a mark. And, or, should I say, it would be one of the older t-shirts that's got like a motif of like buses and a 2600 logo and lots of stuff on it anyway. On the, it'd be on the front of the t-shirt. So one t-shirt have like 2600 front with and black and the motif for the seal on the back, and the other one would be on the front. There would be a thing. But you'll be able to notice, I'm sure. We're usually sitting on the table at the bottom of the escalators. And the meeting usually starts about 5 o'clock. But, you know, this isn't a pay-per-view or anything like that. So if you know, you don't have to be there exactly on 5 o'clock and that's it, you know. There's no like leader to the meetings. It's all like, come there and just talk about whatever you want to talk about or just listen. So I'm the, I don't know, I've been nominated as the 600 organizer for this meeting, and I usually bring along with me past episodes of the 600 magazine, if you'd like to have a look at that. And I will, you know, also try and, you know, if everyone's just quiet and looking at each other, I'll also try and give some conversation and stuff like that, and give some, you know, what's in the news lately sort of things. So, you know, I don't, if you can come, that'd be great. Okay, that's the end of that, I think. And if you still can't find us, and you're really worried that you can't get us, before that time, if you want to email me at radio@2600.fi, I will try and answer it for the meeting, but I can't guarantee, because obviously I've got to be at the meeting, and I'm not going to be reading my email while I'm at the meeting. So if you want to get like further instructions, give me an email, and I'll, you know, try to help you. Okay? Next story I'd like to say is this story in this is from the Finnish news, okay? And this story's been going on for a long time. It's from Sonera. And Sonera is a telecoms operator in Finland. It's one of the biggest in Finland, and it's state, I'm not actually sure if it's state-owned or state-operated or funded by the state somehow, but it seems to be, you know, it's got something to do with, you know, the government's got an interest in this company anyway. And on the 7th of January, there was a trial of 8 defendants charged with illegally tracing and monitoring calls at Sonera, actually inside the premises of Sonera. They're all employees. All 8 defendants denied any illegal activities to the count of violation of telecommunications privacy. And the interesting thing is that when you start hearing about the story, you start seeing that this is actually, like, could be a plot, you know, a bigger conspiracy theory sort of plot. It's a very interesting corporate security, a corporate espionage story that's, you know, capable of a novel or something, okay? It's alleged that prior authorization to monitor internal employee phone calls was approved by head management officials within Sonera. So it's not like all people who've got a Sonera SIM card in their mobile telephone was being monitored. It's only the employees of Sonera that they was like listening in to calls with, monitoring their call logs and stuff like that. And the reason they were doing that, apparently, is to locate a mole within the company. And this was authorized by their high top management. Because due to confidential information that was being leaked from the company over a long period of time to the media prior to any official announcements, that the top management, something obviously got leaked that top management really got scared about something. So they asked this team that I've found out from an inside informant inside of Sonera that every one of these defendants was a consultant. They actually was not an internal Sonera employee. There was a consultant working at Sonera on, you know, in their security department. And they were monitoring Sonera actual employees, past employees and present employees to try and find if they can, you know, plus doing cross-referencing of telephone numbers they call to see who these people are they're calling, what are the conversations about. So really a really huge, like, infringement on privacy and stuff. This is for mobile telephones, which means the people, you know, they could be out on holiday or whatever, and, you know, their call is being routed through Sonera, and people can listen, because obviously, you know, it's got to go through Sonera before it goes, like, from one handset through Sonera to the other handset. So there's some sort of monitoring capability in between there that either they can listen to the actual voice message or it's recorded and they listen to it later. I don't know. But all 8 defendants, anyway, were from the company's security team as external consultants. They traced logs of the mobile phones, calls recorded from employees of Sonera to identify any possible moles. So if you called somebody about whatever and you was working at Sonera, it's possible that, you know, over the last, this doesn't say how long it was done, but it's at least over the last year that your telephone call was traced. And the person you called, obviously their number was also traced because they wanted to know who they were. In Finland, Sonera has this service where you can actually use something called Sonera Find. And this will find any person's information, like registered Sonera customer, their billing information, basically their name, address, postcode, all that sort of stuff. You just send a text message, an SMS text message, to the Sonera service, like Find Bill Gates, for instance. And you send it to their telephone number, which is 16400, and it will give you back a text message, and it will say the billing information that they currently have for Bill Gates. Full names, first and last, any middle names they've got, their street address, postcodes, all that sort of stuff. So they use this information that they've got on people to trace their Sonera customer, national company, and there's lots of these other companies which are daughter companies, like DNA and those sort of things. And so even though you're a customer of DNA, they're still got your information because it's a daughter company. So this sort of thing. So they have a huge database of near enough the whole population of Finland. Full names, addresses of basically everybody here. And you can get the information for a small fee by sending a text message to them, which is quite scary. And The police investigating the issue have uncovered at least 5 motives, which they say could be revealed in the trial. Which means that it hasn't been revealed yet, but a police spokesman said that this could be a motive why, you know, why did this happen? Because people want to ask the questions like, how could this happen and why could it happen? You know, why didn't they just go to a newspaper and say, what is it, and then get a court injunction against a newspaper? But the police anyway have done their own investigation and stuff like that, like they should do, and they've come up with these motives. Motive one was that top management wished to locate journalist's source, sources of leaked information. What can they do with that information? I have no idea, but anyhow, they wanted to, like, I don't think the journalist would be at fault, but they just wanted this person giving the journalist, you know, the information. Secondly was the monitor communication between board members and top-level managers. And the former CEO, should I say, of Sonera, Kai Erik Rielander. He's been in the news a lot over the last year, or probably even more than that, because this guy was doing insider trading and giving secrets away and lots of other sort of, you know, unethical practices. And he's been charged with in connection with 2 of these investigations. So, because he's the CEO, he gets to know everything and stuff like that. And this monitoring of communications between board members and top-level managers is one of these things that they're trying to see, like, if a board member knows inside information, they're given to the top level managers, who then could leak it to the press or whatever. Thirdly, it could be contacts made by former top level managers who have left the company already. So even if you've left Sonera and you was a top level manager, it's possible that you hear something because of somebody you know or a friend you see street, that you, you know, leak this information to the press. So, you know, they've monitored your calls as well for the last year or something, to see if you're the mole, you know, even though this information had to come from somebody else, but they're tracking you as well. So also they're using technology which is like straight out of the movies or something. They're actually using tracking down the movements of former top managers, like GPS, like, you know, tracking down, and they're tracking down the managers who are avoiding being served a subpoena. And the way they're doing that is by using, like, cell broadcasts and stuff like that to actually locate these people physically where they are in the country. So if they're, I don't know, got another job and just not, you know, moved house or something because they know they've done something wrong and just trying to avoid, you know, being given the subpoena because they know they've done something wrong, the company is actually tracking them down illegally without any, you know, court orders or anything. They're just tracking them down and then giving the information to, you know, to the police. And that's the 5th case that the police are uncovering as well, is that Sonera has, as a company, has been using unwarranted use of information by providing it to the National Bureau of Investigation. That's National, that's Finnish Bureau of Investigation. The security police and the Helsinki police, they've been using a lot of information which they've been getting from Sonera, unauthorized use of this information, which means that, they, you know, it's just been all illegal. Like, you know, I'm sure that if it was in another country like America or something like that, for instance, and people have been convicted because of information that's been provided from them, from these records, that there'll be appeals and, some, you know, counter appeals, and people will be getting released right, left, and center. But in Finland, would that happen? Doubt it very much. If somebody's been arrested because, you know, I don't know, people trafficking or drug trafficking or stolen cars or mafia, you know, affiliation or whatever, simply because of their phone conversations, and this was part of the case made against them, I'm sure these people aren't even going to get, you know, anything done to get it. They've been guilty and that's it. But, you know, that's Finland for you. And like I said, the former CEO, Kai Erik Rielander, he's been charged with in connection with 2 of the current investigations with Sonera, and this is expected to continue, you know, way into the future. This isn't something that's going to go away. It's going on for like a year already. So this is an interesting story if you, you know, if you want to know anything about like the hacking and freaking scene in Finland, because this is being done by the actual telecom company or telco company. This is, you know, this is a big deal. You just imagine like in America, is it Mar-Bell or something? If they started, like, monitoring people and giving the information away, they'd probably do that, but anyhow. There's a link to the actual, in English, to the international edition of Helsinki Sanomat. You can go to www.helsinginsanomat, that's helsinginsanomat.fi. You can go to the archive there and you can see these stories about Sonera defenders. I'll put a link for this story because it's really long onto my posting also at the radio show on my website. So, but you know, this is like something that just doesn't happen around here. This is, you know, this is a big story. So, but if you have any information about that sort of stuff, then you know, if you feel, because there's one guy that I'm sure you've all heard of, he's a troll of Finland, and he trolls the bulletin boards like Alt2600 and all these conspiracy theory websites. He's called, I think it's called Sequirius or something, and this guy, I'm sure, he goes on about all the time. He's being bugged and he's being tempted to be murdered and blah blah. Yeah, this guy, you know, you never know, he might turn out to be true. Well, we know, because this is all coming out now, that they actually are doing this stuff. But I don't want to encourage the guy for trolling anymore, but still, you know, it just makes you think. Okay, now, I think it's time to have a little break, actually, because I got a little bit excited about that. So I'm just going to play some music now and see what we can get. Here's one now, I think you'll like this. Now that's one of the songs that sticks in your head. It's like, I don't know what year that came out, but this song is like, you know, it's just in your head. That's going to drive you crazy when you want to go to sleep, but it's great. Anyway. So sorry if it does stick in your head, but I like it. That was great. So in my intro that I did with a friend of mine, Phil, when we was talking about, you know, what was a good concept for the radio show and stuff like that, we did mention that the idea of a pub quiz would be good. And I haven't done that yet, and I was thinking that, you know, show episode 3, you know, why don't we begin it here now? What I was intending on doing is that I'll give you the questions now, and if you want to email the answers in, and, you know, I'll give, like, this person got them all right, this person, if you get them right, I'll say your name, you know, on the show next time. So, and you can email me at radio@2600.fi. Okay, there's 5 questions, and I'll give the answers the next episode, the next show. Okay, so pin your ears back, like they do say in the pub show, you know, in the pub quizzes. Okay, I haven't got any music actually, the pub quiz music. I don't think I have. I need to have some pub quiz music. What can I use here? I know what I can do. I can play the bloody popcorn music again. That's what the music was, by the way. It was called popcorn. If you didn't know what it was. So let's play popcorn again, and this is going to be the music to the pub quiz, I think, in future, because it's just in your head. Okay, so that's going to be the music in future then for the pub quiz. So, first question, if you're ready, okay? So, what was the name of the first official mobile virus? Okay, this is the first official mobile device virus, okay, like on a mobile telephone. Okay, what was the name of it? And I'll give you a hint. Bluetooth was its infection method. Okay? So what was the first official mobile virus? It was really well publicized on a lot of the news websites as being the first, okay? So, question number two. What's the current version number of Windows as of today, i.e. the service pack, okay? And today's the 18th of February 2005. Okay, so as of today, what is the current version number of Windows? The service pack, okay? Question number three. What's the current kernel version for Fedora Linux as of today? Okay, I've had one Windows question, now one Linux question, okay? So once again, what's the current kernel version for Fedora Linux as of today? 18th of February 2005. Question number four. What's the general numeric term to describe the Wi-Fi standard or Wi-Fi standard? Okay? I'm English, so we haven't got very good American accents, but I'd imagine in America they say Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi, okay? So, what's the general numeric term to describe Wi-Fi? Okay, because it's not called Wi-Fi, usually, at least I don't think so anyway, but there's a number, okay, that's used to describe this, you know, wireless standard, okay? So, we want to know what is that general numeric term, okay? Question number five. When, like what month, was the last DEF CON conference? That's DEF CON 12, okay? Which month was the DEF CON, the last one, conference? So I'll go through the five questions again quickly. What was the name of the first mobile virus? Question number two. What's the current version number of Windows as of today? Question number three, what's the current kernel version for Fedora Linux as of today? Question number four, what's the general numeric term to describe a Wi-Fi standard? Question number five, when was the last DEF CON conference, DEF CON 12? Okay? So, if you know the answers, or if you know some of the answers, send us an email. That's to radio@2600.fi, and I can give like a top 10 or whatever, who was the best, who got one of them right, you know, I'll give that out next show, and all of the information, all the answers can be found in Google, okay? This isn't like super hard questions, okay? You can find all the information from Google, and I want to say before, you know, to thanks to everybody, before I stop the show, I say thanks to everybody who's listening to the show, and sent me positive emails and positive feedback writing on the hackermedia.net website, writing positive statements on there, and basically being positive in general for the show. This is really good, and thanks for that, and I appreciate it a lot. And if you can come along to the next 2600 meeting in Helsinki, that'll be obliged as well. So, actually, we've got somebody calling. So, let's see who it is. Hello? Hello? I don't hear you. Because the thing is, I set this up so that it's actually playing and I can't hear you. So, you're going to have to type in your question. Because I thought the sound quality would be better. So, I'm just going to see if I can type to you now. And then, we'll see who it is. So, hello? Who is this? I'm live on the air at the moment. Hello, so it's Maurice. How you doing? I can't hear you, I'm afraid, my friend. I've somehow managed to mess up my settings, so I can't hear anymore. So, you're on the air though. People can hear you talking, I imagine. But I can't hear you now as you talk. So you don't have a mice, You're shut down. Okay, are you controlling your Scoopy with the keyboard? Are you listening to the show, by the way? Can you hear? Or did you just call me and that was it, basically? Because I was just about to close down the show. So, did you want me to, you know, if you stay on, we can talk afterwards, or is there something you want to say? Is there something you want to say? I don't hear you. Nope, still don't hear you. Nope, still don't hear you. Nope, still don't hear you. Actually, I think that was one of, was it Stankdog or Obfuscated's joke that they did, I think, or was it Infonomicon or something like that they did, and I just copied it. Hey, we're all in the same place and we're all doing the same job, so why don't we do the same jokes? So, I'm going to finish the show now anyway. I've been talking long enough. Like I said before, I'm going to have the outro to the Tetris theme, and I'm going to play it the whole way through, okay? So, see you again next time. Email me at radio@2600.fi. If you've got anything to say, you can also call me next show on Scoopy. You get the details from the website at 2600.fi on the radio link, okay? So, catch you later. My name's White Rabbit, and bye. The top of 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 the top of